Well, Adam, thank you so much for joining us. It's good to meet you.
Oh, thank you, Beth. It's wonderful to be here, and I appreciate the interview.
I gather that comic artistry actually runs in your blood, right?
It does. My dad was one of the golden age artists in comics, and my brother Andy draws Batman for DC Comics. So yeah, it does run in my family.
Why did you decide, obviously you watched your dad doing this growing up, but what else about the comic illustrations appealed to you that you said, I want to do this for a living?
I love telling stories with pictures. I'm not a rabid fan like the people that follow me and read my work. I just love telling stories with pictures to keep it simple.
Your degree from RIT is in medical illustration. Was that kind of a fallback plan B, or is there something similar between, drawing the human anatomy? Well, I guess you are, in a sense, drawing the human anatomy. It's not very human, but superhuman.
It's actually helped out quite a bit. I mean, when you're drawing Spider-Man or Hulk, it's great to know the actual anatomy before you start exaggerating it and making it look wacky. So it's good to keep things in line. But actually, medical illustration was my original plan A. And I, as things happen in life, you find out what you like and what you don't necessarily like. And medical illustration just wasn't for me.
When I was doing some research ahead of our conversation, I was struck by the fact that comic books are still popular. In fact, there's been a real resurgence in popularity recently. Why do you think that is?
Well, there's an actual easy answer. Thor Ragnarok. the movies have put us in the forefront in front of millions of people. And, the source material where those movies come from are comic books. Comic books have been around for, 60, 70 years. And there's an ungodly amount of material in which, very, very creative material in which to pull from. So that's, it's really the movies. It's the movies that got us noticed lately.
Yeah, and the themes are, sci-fi, rather dark, and that seems to appeal to people these days.
Yeah, there's all different aspects of narrative art. It's not just superheroes. There's one of the gentlemen that I work with, Mark Millar, he came up with the movie, the character, the movie Wanted, was based on one of his comic books with Angelina Jolie. Another one, Kingsman. Kingsman 2 is out now. So it's really not just superheroes. It's a whole variety of material that's out there.
Do you have a favorite character to illustrate?
Well, usually it's the character that's on my board. And right now that's Spider-Man and Peter Parker. So that's my favorite today.
Yeah, the spectacular Spider-Man. And you're still teaching people to do this? What is your advice to someone who might be listening to this who doesn't realize that they could have a career doing comic artistry?
Well, to take a step back, my dad started the Kubert School 40 years ago. My dad's been in the business for years and years, and he saw a need for it, and he opened up the school, and it's been going on for 40 years. My brother and I actually run the school and teach there. So if this is something that someone is looking to do, whether it's at our school or, there's a lot of other programs in narrative art, my suggestion is to follow your passion and stick a toe in the water and see if it's something that you'd like to make into a career. Because as you know, I'm sure, there's nothing like making a living at something you enjoy.
Don't tell anyone our secret, okay?
I know, right? It's like you get up for work and it just every day it just feels great.
Is there an innate talent to what you do? And I'm sure there is. But I guess what I mean to ask is, can you really learn to do from ground zero what you do every day?
Well, ground zero, no. There has to be, at least a level of drawing talent. I mean, that can be nurtured. You can definitely, you know, it can definitely be taught. But having said that, most important is the passion for wanting to do this type of work. Because I've seen people, I've been teaching at the school for almost 20 years. I've seen people come in at a low level, but this is something that they want to do no matter what. And the harder they work, the better they get, and they end up surpassing the people that are, you know, already good and kind of coasting, feeling as though, hey, they don't have to, you know, they don't have to work that hard. They're already, you know, they're already pretty good. So to answer your question, it is something that can definitely be learned as long as you're willing to put the time in.
Adam, where can people find you online?
At kubertschool.edu. And myself, I'm on Twitter and Instagram under my name.
All right. And I'm going to get in trouble with the Peter Parker Spectacular Spider-Man fans if I don't ask you, because I know you must get the storylines ahead of time to do your drawings.
Yeah.
What can you divulge?
Oh, my God. He's fighting the Vulture. Today he's fighting the Vulture and Whiplash. And who else is he fighting? I'm looking through the pages I have on my board now because, oh, and the Tinkerer. It's just, it's awesome. I just did a cover for Marvel in which there were, I don't know, like 12 characters on the cover. And, you know, I tell them the more characters on the cover, the better. I just love doing it that much.
Whiplash sounds like a day in the life. I can relate.
I know, right? He cracks the whip to make sure I meet my deadlines.
Adam Kubert, thank you so much. It's great. It's a great thrill, and I'm sure that students and the community in general will be thrilled to know that you're coming back to RIT to speak on November 16th, and we'll put all that information up on our website so people can come and see you.
Thank you very much, Beth. It was a pleasure.